What do you call the AARP in Spanish? What's the right term for sequester? And when Cubans and Ecuadorians have different words for things like drinking straws and pickup trucks, which do you use in a story to be printed in the U.S. for readers from both countries? In 2012, the Associated Press announced the creation of a Spanish-language style guide for media in the U.S. and Latin America. Alejandro Manrique is one of its editors. He's also deputy Latin America editor for the Associated Press and director of the AP Spanish Service. He joins us from Mexico City. Alejandro, welcome to OTM.
Thank you for inviting me.
Take us back to when you started to put the style guide together.
So I did a pitch on why we need to uniform our style. We have as many languages as countries in Latin America and in Spain. The AP Style Book is a main document for consultation and study in journalism schools. It has been advertised as the Bible of the journalists. So we want to produce a style book in Spanish to become the Bible of Hispanic media journalism.
If you were to write that a pedestrian was hit by a bus, the Dominicans and Puerto Ricans would look for the word, a guagua?
Guagua.
But Mexicans won't understand that. They call a bus what?
Camión.
And elsewhere it's a colectivo?
Yes. Colombians use colectivos, but also the Venezuelans use colectivos to name the Chavez popular militias, you know?
So it's entirely possible to be hit by a colectivo and to have two different things happen to you.
Exactly.
How do you choose a uniform word that will be understood, at least eventually, by those hailing from all these disparate parts of Latin America?
You have to do a lot of consultation, go to all the dictionaries in those countries. You go to a manual that is called Manual de Panhispánicas, that means all of the Hispanic cultures. And then you go to the clients and see what the clients print on their websites, and then you make a ruling. So, for example, we don't say guagua, or we don't say camión, we don't say colectivo. Those are localism, and what we do is do the research, and we find out that the most understandable word in Spanish language in any country is bus or autobús. So that's what we end up doing.
Now, this suggests a kind of political problem. The introduction of English words, particularly Americanisms, to substitute for what some people might have thought were perfectly good Spanish words, and thus corrupting Spanish with a sudden spate of English vocabulary. Has this been a criticism?
Purists, if you call them, don't understand why we have translated words. And the explanation is, well, this is a style book that is intended to be used by journalists for an American company, which happens to have a Spanish service. A normal Spanish style book wouldn't include English words to be translated, but we need it. For example, you have this Obama program called Dreamers, right? The way Spanish language newspapers translate that program, which is called the Deferred Action Program, is Acción Diferida, which doesn't mean anything in Spanish. So we don't use those translations that are sloppy. The right translation for that will be Suspensión Temporal de la Deportación, or Temporary Suspension of the Deportation of these people. That's the right Spanish word to explain what is the program about.
So it's more important that the terms reflect actual usage than it is that you be politically correct and try to preserve the purity of written Spanish.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, you have made very clear the idea is to reflect common usage, but the style guide, if it's successful, will also dramatically affect common usage. It will literally change the vernacular. Is that the goal?
The goal was to have more uniform writing on the AP Spanish wire. That was an internal need and readdress it. But also, it was an opportunity to provide a more usable, wider use of Spanish or Spanish terms to the clients, the students of journalism, teachers, professors, and regular people.
So what do you call the AARP in Spanish?
AARP. Let me see my style book, actually, okay?
Okay, sure.
Give me one sec. now on my desk, and let me go to the epistle. AARP, we use it in first reference as Asociación de Jubilados de los Estados Unidos, the largest association of retired people in the U.S.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Alejandro. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Alejandro Manrique is the Deputy Latin American Editor for the Associated Press.